This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Buddy, thanks very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about lots of things, including the 2018 Detroit Auto Show. The automakers are already showing off to the journalists that have begun to arrive in Detroit, and some of them have been there since Thursday. So we're going to talk a lot about that in this hour. Also, coming up in this hour, we'll be joined by a representative of Ford, who right this now is showing off to the media a truck that many people have been longing for. It's back. We'll tell you about it at the bottom of the hour, or I might even talk about it between now and the bottom of the hour. Telephone wise, here's the number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. They make these things so serious, and here's an example of that. Embargoed to such and such time. So I can tell you the thing that I was going to wait for the gentleman at the bottom of the hour, because I've got the official go-ahead to say the Ford Ranger is coming back. The Ranger left about 7 years ago. This is a small pickup truck from Ford, and it's a done deal. They have shown it in person in Detroit. Also, last night in Detroit, I heard that General Motors had a big party held in a very large warehouse. The Chevrolet Silverado had been teased at the Texas State Fair, where they gathered journalists together, and then out of the blue, a helicopter from above slowly drops this Chevrolet Silverado down to the ground and then pulls it up and flies away. Well, last night they brought out the real thing and allowed journalists to actually have an opportunity to get behind the wheel and see what it looks like. Not drive it yet, but get behind the wheel, check out all the new features, and it has a lot of new features. So it's already happening in Detroit. This is a theme that we're seeing from a lot of automakers. A lot of automakers historically have waited for the media days of the auto show to do world or North American debuts. But in such a crazy world that we live today, everybody needs information constantly, and one company wants to beat the other, and if a lot of vehicles are unveiled on one day, your vehicle might get the short end of the stick. So last night, they took the wraps off all the different trim levels of the Silverado. It looks good. It looks meaner, a lot meaner. I got a picture of the front end in front of me right now. It's got a 7-inch longer wheelbase, which gives it more cargo space. The bed is actually 7 inches wider as well. And there's a million other ones I can't tell you about, but here's what I can do in this half hour. I can tell you about some of the expected debuts that are going to be happening in the Motor City over the next few days. And here are some examples of that. There's been rumors that the mid-engine Corvette will make its debut in Detroit. Personally, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that is something that we're going to have to wait a little bit longer for. Of course, Chevrolet has got their 650 horsepower ZL1, and the folks at FCA have got two versions of the Challenger, 707 horsepower, and in Demon form, 840 horsepower. So Ford is playing catch up, and it hasn't been confirmed what the engine is going to be, but most likely it will end up being a twin turbo 8-cylinder. And this will be, to stop and think, well, the Mustang is the only vehicle right now, maybe some of the heavier duty trucks that you can get with a V8 engine. So that is rumored. Another rumored vehicle is, I don't personally think you're going to show off the GT500, by the way. Another rumor, and I think they're going to do this one. For the last 15 years or so, they've been doing special edition Mustangs, and they've done two special edition Bullet Mustangs in honor of Steve McQueen and the movie of its famous origin. And I think we'll see a 2018 version of the Ford Bullet coming up in Detroit. We also will see an all-new Ram pickup truck. Once again, the pickup truck wars are really raging. And Ford, not to be undone, some significant upgrades to the F-150. And we'll be talking to the marketing manager for the F-150 coming up a little later on in this hour. You have to forgive me. I'm still recovering from my heart surgery and still don't have my normal voice. And that combined with some technical issues on my end has made me use old school technology. But we're getting the message out there, and that's what counts. And what counts is you, the listener. So don't be afraid to call in with any questions at 855-660-4261 or shoot me an email. That seems to be more and more popular. Bob@BobLongRadio.com or Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Also, if you want a text, we're working on that. That's not that far down the road, but however you want to communicate, please do so. Some other important unveilings in the city of Detroit. Lamborghini is going to introduce a crossover sport utility vehicle. If you can imagine such a thing, for the wealthy folks, this will be a 10-cylinder exotic sport utility crossover. It's actually a crossover because it's based on a car platform, not a truck platform. But we're going to see that in the Motor City as well. We are also going to see in the Motor City of Detroit some other new production vehicles, including a brand new vehicle from the folks at Toyota. They're going to be showing off the all-new Avalon, along with probably a bunch of other things, but they're trying to keep everything quiet. But we're getting you all the latest information here on Auto World. We're also rumored to see an updated version of Mercedes G-Wagon, the vehicle that's been around for 30 years. It was originally designed for the army of Iran under assassinated president. What was his name, boy? Yeah, that was a dumb thing for me to lead into. It was the Shah of Iran. That was it, of course. The Shah of Iran was the gentleman that ordered these vehicles. And they didn't really get to use it, but it's rolled out globally around the world to great success. For some reason, some celebrities and movie stars like the G-Wagon. Personally, I hate the styling. What do you think? 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100jcwhitney.com. 100jcwhitney.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're running down the expected world and North American debuts happening in a few days at the North American International Auto Show. They already have started to members of the press and will over the next 2 or 3 days. Then we can actually get the word out about all these new vehicles. And the show will open to the public. And every year in the last few years, they have record crowds. As I mentioned, we had the new Silverado showed off last night. quite another vehicle that is rumored. And as I talked about the F-150 getting some changes, the folks at FCA have hinted at the fact that we may see a all-new Ram, which is an interesting interpretation of the pickup truck as well. Mercedes-Benz is expected to show off a AMG, a CLS 53 AMG. I've seen some spy shots. It looks great. Also, coming from BMW, the i8, this is the exotic sports car, all electric from BMW. I mean, these are about $150,000. I've seen one on the road in my life. They're also going to have an X2, another crossover car meets SUV vehicle to add to their lineup. So stop and think about it. They have the X1, the X2, the X3, the X5, the X7. And there's rumors of a performance concept of the X7 as well. So they're going to be busy there at BMW. Acura is definitely showing off a prototype, the third generation of the RDX. That has been confirmed, no question about that. The third generation Honda Insight, the prototype version of their all-electric vehicle, their green vehicle, that will be shown over the next few days as well. There's also some really cool-looking concept cars that are not going to be driven on the street yet, and we may have to wait 2 or 3 years, but Infiniti has got one. It's called the Q Inspiration Concept, and this car is right out of the styling of the exotic car makers, even the Jaguar F-Type. This is a beautiful-looking sedan. I wonder what it will look like when they actually roll it out in real form, let's put it that way. Another concept from Lexus, the LF-1. They're calling this one the limited concept, which is kind of funny to call it a concept. Well, what else is it? Jeep. My good friends at Jeep, I miss seeing some of these folks, and I was there when they unveiled the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It was all new. And it had a 9-speed automatic transmission. Well, for 2019, they've gone back to the drawing board and haven't brought it through a brand new vehicle, but a very much revised one, and we'll see that world debut as well. The 2019 Volkswagen Jetta, as Volkswagen gets a little more bold with its styling, still having somewhat of a squared appearance, but they've got that new vehicle called the Atlas, and this kind of follows in the footsteps of that. I also told you about the new Toyota Avalon. Hyundai will show off a Veloster. I had the pleasure of driving a couple of Velosters this past year. You know, it's a quirky car, two doors on one side, the passenger side, hidden back seat door, and then just one door on the coupe side. So they want to make this appeal to young people or just guys like myself who prefer sporty cars but still want good fuel economy and something that they can actually afford. These are very aggressively priced, and I've seen them as low as $17,000 and $18,000, so it'll be interesting to see the concept vehicle from the folks there at Hyundai. Possibly we will see the 2019 Nissan Altima. If they come through with some of the styling aspects of what they've shown off with other Nissan sedan prototypes, this is bound to be by far the best looking Altima they've ever made, and without question that's going to be a big star if it indeed hits the floor of Detroit. Here's another one of these cars if you won the lottery. I like that 20-year-old guy from Florida winning $450 million. He took the cash settlement for $240 million. Boy, he could have fun going car shopping. I'd just like to win $1 million. I'd like to win $500,000. I'd like to win $50,000. I'd like to win anything. But here's a car I would buy if I was in that $1 million category. Of course, Porsche has got their four-door sedan. It's kind of a little bit unsightly, the Panamera, but it's a beautifully driving vehicle. And now they've got that wagon. They don't call it a wagon, but it is a wagon variant of that vehicle. And that's actually translates extremely well. But Mercedes-Benz has had this two-seater called the various things over the last few years. In more recent form, it's been called the GT. And it's always been a two-door, two-seater. But there is a possibility that we may see a four-door coupe. And if we do, it will be great because Mercedes, in my opinion, is really putting out some quite beautiful vehicles. We'll see some new models from Mini, the 2019 Mini Cooper hardtop and convertible. This will be the third generation of the Mini, and it seems like just yesterday I was sitting in the driver's seat of the first generation Mini, and of course in the last few years I've had an opportunity to sample the second generation Mini. I can tell you, looks wise, it is not going to be anything revolutionary. It definitely, like the Jeep Cherokee, this is going to be an evolutionary design of a very, very popular vehicle, to say the least. Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about engines, and we're going to be talking to the marketing manager for Ford's F-150, as he has been able to step away from some press conferences that have been going on in the last few minutes. And now he gets to get on the phone and talk to Auto World and all you guys. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Now it's the best day of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Are on, and Ford has already lit up the stage and just got back from a big reveal. He joins us live right now. It's my pleasure to welcome Brian Bell, F-150's marketing manager. Brian, thanks for stepping away. This has been a busy afternoon for you guys.
No, Bob, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's there's nothing like the excitement of the auto show and the big reveal events to really get a marketing car guy excited.
Let's talk about one of the big stories, and that's, of course, the return of the beloved Ford Ranger. You guys, I think, are going to do so well with this bold move that you've made.
Oh, we're very excited to bring this back. Ranger's such an iconic brand, and I tell you, I'm very excited to actually get a chance to launch a brand like that back in the United States. So
that's great. And tell our listeners a little bit about the Ranger, especially what's under the hood. It's the same engine version of the engine that was in the still in. Now it's only available the Mustang, the 2.3 EcoBoost Mustang, and of course you get the V8 GT and other stuff coming down the road. But I remember driving a EcoBoost Mustang 2.3 liter, and the thing had more than 300 horsepower, more than 300 pound feet of torque from that at one time 2.3 liter four cylinder engine. I'm old enough to remember my dad had a Ford Pinto with one of those, and I think it barely made 100 horsepower.
Oh, technology does wondrous things, doesn't it? So, yeah, we're very excited. The engine, the only engine in the Ranger, is our 2.3 liter EcoBoost, like you mentioned. It will be specially designed and tuned for the Ranger, so it won't be exactly like the Mustang one, but it's off that same block and technology. And we tie it to the 10-speed transmission, and we really think that gives the customer, you know, the best of both worlds. We're excited that it's the only engine in the truck, because our competitors offer multiple engines. You start with a base engine that doesn't have a lot of power but gets good fuel economy, or you option up to an engine that gets more power but less fuel economy. We're giving the true and solution to our customers standard in the truck, right? You get an engine that's going to have great fuel economy, and we expect it to have best-in-class torque for gas engines when it launches.
That's fantastic. Another big story is the Power Stroke diesel. This is one that I think is another move that is going to translate to a lot of sales for you guys. Tell everybody about what you're doing in the diesel department.
Oh, well, that's the other big news for us here is we're launching a 3-liter Power Stroke diesel. It'll be the first time a diesel's ever been in an F-150. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be a great engine, lots of power, has over 440 foot-pound of torque, and you get that
wow.
torque at 1,700 RPMs, right? So right off the bat, exactly what people want diesels for, to get that load moving really, really easily.
So true. Again, that's just a remarkable amount of torque. More than 450 pound-feet of torque from, at one time, what would be considered a tiny power plant, but this is where computing technology and engineering has really gone so far, leaps and bounds. What do you expect to, perhaps you might not want to answer this, so if you can do so. If not, I have a million other questions for you, but what are you expecting the take rate on the Power Stroke diesel?
We really think it'll be about 5% of our sales for F-150. It's a very specific customer that really wants a diesel engine in a half-ton truck. It's somebody that's going to tow frequently or haul frequently and really wants the benefit of that diesel, fuel economy while under load. So it's going to be a great engine for that group of customers. We don't think it's going to be a huge take rate, but we think it's going to be a great addition to our lineup, really giving customers the power of choice.
The F-150 remains the number one selling vehicle in the U.S. for, I've lost count, how many years?
Well, F-Series trucks have been the leader in the United States for 41 years as the best-selling truck and 36 years as the best-selling vehicle.
Isn't that amazing? The best-selling vehicle in all of the U.S. is the F-Series, the F-150, and it's good. Hats off to you guys. Tell us about some of the other updates for 2018 with the F-150, which has done so well with its innovative aluminum skin and aluminum underparts.
Oh, yeah, the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy body and the high-strength steel frame, when we launched that in 2015, it was really groundbreaking. We now have over 2.5 million trucks on the road with these aluminum bodies, and customers love it. It basically, taking that about 700 pounds of weight out of the truck made the truck drive better, stop quicker, accelerate faster. It also lets us put more into more payloads. We have more payload, more towing capability. On top of it, you get better fuel economy. So that was a really great start thing we did in 2015. Now in 2018, we actually updated the truck with a new base V6, a new 3.3-liter V6 that'll have more horsepower and torque than the outgoing engine and get better fuel economy. We've updated the 2.7 EcoBoost V6. It has 400 foot-pound of torque. So,
wow.
Think about that. 400 foot-pounds of torque out of a 2.7-liter. It's just incredible. That's
yes.
tied to our new 10-speed. We updated our 5-liter V8. It's tied to the new 10-speed. It's going to have 400 foot-pound of torque, better towing capability, better fuel economy, better horsepower. A lot of really big news. And then even on our 3.5 EcoBoost, we updated that in 2017. But for 2018, we've increased the towing capacity. So we're now a best-in-class 13,200 pounds towing with F-150.
It's a great time to be a consumer. And I call it the golden age. A lot of journalists agree with me. I mean, it's when you look at the options vehicle-wise available for the public, I mean, you can get anything that you want from a truck with features that you'd never thought would ever have to vehicles like the Ford GT and all this great technology coming together. This is, a lot of us look back nostalgically at the muscle cars and love the old muscle cars, but these new vehicles will run circles around those cars that sell for huge dollars at some of the auctions that are going on right now.
Oh, yeah, the technology, the things that we've been able to do in advanced vehicles over the last, 10, 20 years is amazing, and know, the F-150 is a great example, and the new Ranger coming is another great example, right? It's we're so excited to bring the new Ranger to market. And you talked about the engine with the AND solution, but it's got so much more that's going to be phenomenal. There's a lot of technology in the new Ranger that's going to be really helpful to customers of how they're going to use their truck. One great example is trail control. It's like a cruise control when you're off-roading. You don't have to worry about the gas and the brake. You just have to worry about steering. It'll help you through, you know, any type of off-road situation. So a lot of things we're really trying to do to make the vehicles not only more powerful, more capable fuel economy, but also better for customers and how they're going to use it, making it just a better tool.
You're going to have an FX4 off-road package available and also some other really cool items, terrain management system and trail control, as well as some safety features, including automatic emergency braking, which I've tried out in a few vehicles, and that is just a great feature.
Oh yeah, we're really excited to have that standard on the truck, and we're bringing other great technology like the lane keep assist system, our blind spot monitoring, which actually works with trailers. So the vehicle actually monitors the blind spot, puts a little light on if there's something in it. Well, it monitors it for the trailer as well, up to a 33-foot trailer. So we're really trying to do things that make vehicles just easier for everybody for whatever their task is with it.
Absolutely. How many different trim levels will there be of the Ranger?
Ranger's going to come in three different trim levels. It'll have an XL, an XLT, and a Lariat. And then within those trim levels, you'll be able to get multiple appearances. So if you like chrome, we'll have a chrome appearance. If you like a sport, we'll have an appearance with like black wheels and dark bumpers and things like that. So you know, a lot of nice variety for customers to get really what they're looking for.
And it's also going to be available in both the Super Cab as well as Super Crew Cab, so you can really get the vehicle that you want. We're fast.
That's right.
We're approaching break time, but we're going to come back with Brian. And again, we are live all across North America and around the world at GCNlive.com. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World, and we are talking live from Motor City to Brian Bell, the F-150 marketing manager, and he's telling us all about the reveal of the Ford Ranger. It's been rumored for a long time. We all were rooting that it would come back. Well, guess what? It's been officially unveiled at the auto show to journalists from around the world just minutes ago. And also Ford has announced this new 3-liter power stroke diesel in V6 configuration. So we're talking about the F-150. We're talking about the Ranger. And why don't we talk about the two vehicles together? Does the Ranger take some of the F-150's DNA and miniaturize it a little bit? What about some of the underpinnings? And I'm sure a lot of the lessons that you learned with the aluminum technology on the F-150 has translated over to the Ranger.
Oh, the Ranger definitely has some F-Series DNA in it. We've taken 100 years of our truck experience, right? This is our 100th anniversary of building trucks, and we put that into the Ranger. Actually, the Ranger actually goes through the same durability and test cycles that the F-150 does. So, you know, it's very much a built Ford tough truck, which is exactly what we want it to be, but it really goes after a very different customer than the F-150. The Ranger customer is really looking for something that's a little more maneuverable. They're really going to, the customer really buys these mid-size trucks to become part of their adventure gear. They're people that may drive it back and forth to work every day, live in the city, so they want that maneuverability, garage ability. But then on the weekends, they want to go get away. They want to go hiking, biking, climbing, you know, fishing, snowboarding, whatever it is, and the Ranger becomes a part of their gear itself to get them to that spot where they can do whatever it is that excites them.
And it looks fantastic, and I must admit, one of the features of the F-150 that I like, besides the lightness of the aluminum and the other attributes of having that aluminum bed and sheet metal, is the fact that, you know, that's never going to rust. And I look at some of the Jags, for example, when Ford owned Jag, any model built after 2004, the XJ, as well as more modern-day Land Rovers and Range Rovers, wear aluminum skin, and Aston Martin was also part of the Ford portfolio back then. And I think you guys learned some incredible lessons that have now filtered down to the F-150, because I look at a 2004 Jag XJ, and people are blown away because it doesn't have the normal deterioration that you would see with a vehicle of that age.
Oh, aluminum, the grade of aluminum we use is fantastic for the truck, right? It truly is the same grade of aluminum that the military uses in things like the Bradley Assault Vehicle, the 6000 series. So that when we say high strength military grade aluminum alloy, it really is that. And it's such a good choice for the F-150 and Super Duty, both of which have that now. You know, you're right. It doesn't rust. You don't get red rust on a aluminum body. It's ridiculously strong. It's actually more dent and ding resistant than steel is. It's been a really good choice for our F-150. It's worked out really, really well. Our customers are very happy with it.
That's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit more about the Power Stroke diesel. Will that be available right off the bat, or when will we see that engine making its way into vehicles?
Well, the dealers can take orders now. The order bank opened this last week, and the vehicle should be in the showroom late first quarter, early second quarter.
So just around the bend, that's great. Another thing that I must point out about the F-150 is, you know, growing up as a lifelong car guy, vehicle guy, I mean, the different trim packages that you guys have available today have made the F-Series and the F-150 a family vehicle. Perhaps the dad of the household uses it for part of his work, but on weekends, like you say, people like to get away. But with some of the trims that you guys have now, I mean, we're talking luxury car accommodations if you compare the F-Series and the F-150 of the 1970s to today.
Oh, yeah, the trucks have really advanced a long way. So what we find is everybody that buys an F-150 needs a truck for something, right? They buy the truck because they need a truck. They need it to tow. They need it to haul. They need it for work. But they also, the vehicles have gotten so good that instead of a secondary vehicle for just that function, they can drive it every day because now there's no trade-off, right? You get great drivability. It's very comfortable, a lot of room in the cab, and you get great fuel economy at the same time. So there's no trade-off to do it. And then, you know, when we talk about our different trim series, we find that whether you're an entry-level vehicle owner with our XL that starts under $30,000 or you're a luxury vehicle owner that needs a truck, we have that vehicle for you. You can go to our King Ranch Platinum or Limited and get a very capable truck. We don't change capability at all on the high series, but you can get those features that you're used to from your other vehicles, heated seats, massaging seats, our B&O audio system, which is fantastic, and our Wi-Fi hotspot so control up to 10 devices for 50 feet, things like that. So we have great functionality and features regardless of what series or what type of vehicle you're looking for.
Let's talk about the competition just for a moment. Chevrolet, yeah, showed off a new Silverado last night. It's rumored that Ram is going to be unveiling something at the show. What's your initial impression on the new Silverado, just looks-wise?
You know, I haven't had a chance to wander by it at the show, but I can tell you this is a very competitive segment. Between us, GM, Ram, Toyota, and Nissan, we're all working very hard to build great trucks. We just stay focused on Ford F-150s, trying to make those the best that we can possibly make them for our customers, and that's worked for 41 years, so we're going to keep pushing that forward.
41 years is just a remarkable number. And another thing that you must see within the F-Series family is brand loyalty, because when you talk to people who love trucks, if they are an F-150 owner, chances are they've owned many in their lifetime.
It is a very loyal segment, yeah, and we truly appreciate those customers that continue to come back and buy another F-150 or F-Series truck from us and that their families continue, and we work to keep them satisfied and happy and wanting that next truck from us.
Absolutely, and the transition from the former steel-bodied vehicle to the aluminum vehicle, I know there was some concern, but you guys have proved it over and over again that bed is just as tough, or if not tougher, than a steel one.
Well, like I said, we've got over 2.5 million F-Series trucks on the road with the aluminum body, and our customers really like it. The high-strength military-grade aluminum is the perfect combination of, you know, strength, toughness, durability, no rust for a pickup bed. And again, we're showing it with every one of them that we sell.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I'm so excited about the Ranger being back. That's a vehicle that I think is really going to do well. It's interesting how trucks seem to, the mid-size segment of trucks and now smaller truck vehicles, they're becoming much more popular. I have a friend out in Las Vegas. She's a television sportscaster, and she drives a truck, and this is stuff you would never see 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, again, like I said, a truck really doesn't have a trade-off anymore. It's a great driving vehicle with a lot of room, a lot of technology, great fuel economy, and at the same time, you've got a bed in the back that you can put your stuff in. So in the case of a Ranger owner, it can haul their gear and actually becomes part of their gear to take them to their adventure.
Got a question from Texas listening on KEYS. William wants to know if there are any big surprises in the 2018 F-150, because he's considering buying either a 17 or waiting for the 18.
Well, the 18s are out now. The 18s went on sale about 4 or 5 months ago, so you can find both 17s and 18s in dealer stock. The 18 does have a lot of new things, a new front end, new grills, headlamps, bumper fascia, so it really looks a lot different in the front, new tailgate and tail lamps in the back, and then a lot of new technology in it, including available adaptive cruise control with stop and go, pre-collision assist with pedestrian detection, like I said, our Wi-Fi hotspot, our B&O audio system, and then all those powertrain changes that I mentioned earlier. So there's a lot of new things in the 18, but the 17 F-150 is a great vehicle. I wouldn't discourage him from looking at those either. So,
absolutely not. And I can't believe that it's got a B&O sound system, because that's the kind of thing, Brian, that you would see only in very high-end luxury vehicles or performance vehicles. But now a regular person like myself or yourself can enjoy that type of Audi quality. The audio quality is fantastic.
Oh, they're great partners, and they've really done a great job with the audio system in the truck.
Absolutely. Congratulations on the launch.
Host of Auto World Radio with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25 plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.